The commercial kitchen located inside of the First Presbyterian Church on Sawmill Creek Road smells strongly of vinegar and spices. And that's because a group of about 20 Sitkins are learning how to pickle and ferment fruits and vegetables. On this particular day in mid-July, instructor Sarah Lewis provided everything this large class needs to learn the food preservation process. Lewis worked for the UAF Cooperative Extension Service and specializes in this kind of workshop. She says food preservation is prominent in Alaska.
I think that's one of the reasons it's very, very popular here, and it was embraced as soon as, you know, canners came up to Alaska. Alaska natives embraced it immediately because they have lived a seasonal, needing to learn how to preserve their food through the winter existence for so long that that was immediately another tool that they started using. And as science and tested recipes and things have continued over the past 100 years or so, we've just made sure to keep getting out to people so they know the safest methods.
Today's focus is on pickling and fermenting. Angelina Rubio stands at a cutting board packing vegetables into half-pint mason jars.
I am currently slicing some zucchinis. We are going to be pickling squash. And so this is the first part. You kind of get your vegetables ready.
Pickling and Lewis's classes are a team effort. Next to Rubio is Sitka resident Charlotte Candelaria, who is prepping the pickling solution.
And what I'm doing is preparing the garlic to go in our squash pickles right now. And so the garlic will go in with spices into the pickling solution in our jars.
Other groups were pickling apples, onions, and green beans. After canning, each jar goes into a large pot with boiling hot water. And while the amount of time each jar has to boil depends on the recipe, the foods they were processing usually have to sit for 1 or 2 days before they can be cracked open and eaten. The jars can be stored for a year or longer, as long as the seal isn't broken. The class was made possible by the availability of a kitchen space that could accommodate so many people. And the idea of a community commercial kitchen came to be during the 2013 Sitka Health Summit. The Sitka Conservation Society and First Presbyterian Church worked to get the project off the ground and, with grant money, brought the church's kitchen up to commercial standards. Since then, the Sitka Local Foods Network has taken the reins to see what direction the kitchen can go to from here. The goal of the space is to have multiple uses, from culinary professionals to individual residents in need of a large kitchen space to community education, just like this food preservation workshop. Here's Lisa Sadler-Hart, president of the Sitka Local Foods Network.
So maybe somebody like myself as a public health nutritionist might want to teach a class on how do you prepare beans from scratch. And since a lot of people don't really know how to do that anymore, this would be a great place to have a really nice kitchen, good big facility to do some good education.
But for program participants like Charlotte Candelaria, canning and fermenting isn't necessarily out of necessity.
I think it's more the satisfaction, you know, because you're probably paying slightly more per jar or per can if you can it, you know, because you're not buying it in bulk like the stores do and then they can sell it on sale kind of thing. But you know what goes into it, and I think you value it more just because you realize the time and the effort and the process.
Though the reasons why some preserve their food varies from person to person, Lisa Sadler-Hart thinks that it's becoming a movement.
At the tail end of the recession that started in 2008, there was this kind of resurgence of interest in helping people figure out ways to lower their food costs. This kind of trend has continued to grow.
And maybe one answer to that problem lies in food preservation. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.